Mi'ilah, chapter 1, Mishnahs 3 and 4. Mishnah 3 begins. Emurei kachim kalim. So you have a case where sacrificial parts of kachim kalim, sheyatzu lifnei zrikas damim, they went out from the courtyard before throwing of the blood on the altar. So what's the situation here? What's the halacha in this case? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, ein molin bahen. Mi'ilah does not apply to them, because in case of kachim kalim, mi'ilah only applies once the sacrificial order has completed. V'ein chayavin aleihem mishum pigol nosar v'tameh. And the prohibitions of pigol nosar v'tameh don't apply, because those only kick in when there's been a complete blood service. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, once the parts were taken out of the courtyard before this zrika took place, it is not considered a complete blood service. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Molin Bahen. He says, because Rika eventually did happen, even though the parts had left the courtyard, at that point, Mi'ila does take place. And he says, V'chayavin Alehen Misham Pigol Noser V'tame. And he says that Pigol Noser V'tame do apply. Mishnah 4. Ma'aseh Damim V'kachay Kachim L'hakel U L'hachmir. So the four-step blood service, when it comes to kachay kachim, sometimes acts leniently and in some extent acts stringently. Uba kachim kalim kulin lahachmir. But when it comes to kachim kalim, the four-step blood service is only for chumra, only for stringency. So ketzad, the Mishnah went to, how so? Kachay kachim lifnei zrikas damim, holy of holy animals, sacrifices before the blood service is finished, before the zrikat damim, before the last step, molin be emurin uva basar. Mi'ilah applies both to the sacrificial parts and to the meat. La'achar zrikas damim, however, after the blood service is finished, molin ba emurim, so mi'ilah still applies to the sacrificial parts, ve'ein molin ba basar. But by finishing the blood service, mi'ilah prohibition no longer applies to the meat. However, after the blood service is finished, for both the sacrificial parts and the meat, they are now both liable for pigol, nosar, and tame. When it comes to kachim kalim, the whole blood service is only for chumr, for stringency. So what does that mean? How is that? Kachim kalim, if nei zrikas damim, before the blood service is finished, ein molin lo ba emurin velo vavasar, mi'ilah prohibition does not apply, neither the sacrificial parts nor the meat. La'achar zrikas damim, molin ba emurin ve'ein molin vavasar. So after you finish the blood service by doing the zrika, mi'ilah applies to the sacrificial parts. And meat, there is no mi'ilah, but they hadn't had mi'ilah before either. Al zeh v'al zeh chayavim mishum pigol noser v'tamei. And when it comes to finishing the blood service for the kachim kalim, at that point, both the sacrificial parts and the meat have the prohibitions of pigol, nosar, and tame. Nimsa, so it emerges, ma'ase damim bekachay kachim, when it comes to the blood order for the holy of holies, kachay kachim, lahachel ulahachmir, sometimes it gives a leniency and sometimes it gives a stringency. Bekachim kalim kulo lahachmir. When it comes to kachim kalim, it's completely, only in a stringent manner. It only affects the carbon for stringency.